Lucifer matches, cigar lights, or other combustibles are on no account to be brought into any part of the works or grounds.
Before going to work in any clean house, mill, or boat, men are to change their own clothes in the shifting room appointed them, and put on the working dress of black lasting provided for the purpose. They will change their own boots for magazine shoes at the barrier before entering any clean house, mill, or boat. On leaving work, they will resume their own boots and clothing. Trousers of working dress are not to be turned up, as small stones and articles of grit are likely to be carried into the houses thereby. The working clothes supplied to the men and boys of the Gun Cotton Branch are intended to protect their own clothing from acid, and are only to be used whilst at work in the factory.
All persons employed in the factory are cautioned not to answer inquiries from strangers with regard to any of the arrangements of the factory.
Men employed in handling gunpowder or its materials in any stage of manufacture must be careful to keep their hair and beards cut short in order to lessen the risk of introducing particles of sand or grit.
Men employed in powder houses are specially cautioned to carry on the work entrusted to them in as careful and gentle a manner as possible. No undue haste must ever be made, and no greater force employed than is absolutely needed to effect the object in view. It must be remembered that a degree of friction which may be safely endured by powder alone might cause accident if by chance any foreign substance has become mixed with it.
The greatest care must be taken to keep the platforms, floors, and exterior of powder houses and boats perfectly free from dirt and grit. The platforms and outsides of houses should be constantly wetted in dry weather.
No implements are to be used in any powder house, mill, or boat, except those provided, and these tools are to be handled carefully and never to be thrown down violently.
Special care must be taken to redouble every precaution during the prevalence of hot, dry weather, when particles of sand or grit are more likely to be blown into the houses or to be carried about in men's dress or hair than at other seasons.
When a thunderstorm is seen passing over the factory, the men employed in powder houses, mills, or boats are carefully to close the window shutters and doors, stop the machinery, and quit the vicinity of such houses, mills, or boats until the storm has passed.
Men employed in clean houses, mills, or boats will be searched by the foreman under whom they work after they have put on their lasting clothes. The foreman will report daily having carried out this order.
All gunpowder is to be brought to or removed from the Grand Magazine by water.
The foreman of the cylinder house is responsible that, when the house is closed for the day, the floors have been thoroughly swept up and everything left in good order, especially with reference to safety from fire.
The millmen are forbidden to approach or enter a mill whilst the runners are in motion, without having their caps buttoned under the chin and their gloves on.
In the use of implements, no undue haste must ever be shown, and no greater force used than is necessary for the purpose required.
The foreman will frequently visit the mills, both by day and by night, at uncertain hours, to see that everything is correct, and will report verbally to the master worker the following morning. Of any extraordinary occurrence, an immediate report will be made.
Before starting their mills, the millmen are to examine carefully every part of the machinery and see that all is sound and in good order, particularly with the view of preventing the risk of any nuts or bolts falling off into the bed during the time the runners are at work. Should a millman have the least cause for suspicion that all is not right, he will stop the mill at once and report the circumstance to the foreman on duty.
The chief foreman will be responsible that the regulations above referred to are read and explained weekly to those who they may concern.